Abba Yahweh, Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before your presence and we give you toda Rabba, Rabba, for everything you have given us and for this opportunity that you have given us to be here and learn from you. So open our heart, our mind, and give us the understanding of your word. O Abba, te damos toda Rabba, te agradecemos pela oportunidade de aqui estarmos em sua presença para aprender desse Torá. Ensina-nos, o Abba, pois te pedimos em nome de Yeshua HaMashiach. Amém. Amém.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
All right, so today we are going to continue about our teaching of Jacob. Hoje vamos continuar nossa ensinança sobre Jacob.
And last week we stopped where we were talking about the 12 tribes.
Y la semana pasada paramos a donde íbamos a comenzar a hablar acerca de las 12 tribus.
And we gave the meaning of the names.
Y dimos los significados de los nombres.
And the only one was left was Benjamin.
Y el único que quedaba era Benjamin.
That we are going to see later on today.
El cual vamos a ver más al rato.
But there was something else that I wanted to talk to you last week.
Pero había algo más de lo que les quería hablar la semana pasada.
It was about Rachel.
Que se trataba de Raquel.
When Jacob left with his family.
Cuando Jacob se fue con su familia.
Rachel took the idol that belonged to her father.
Raquel tomó el ídolo que pertenecía a su abba.
And when Laban went to inquire Jacob why they had stolen the idol.
Y cuando Labán fue a preguntarle a Jacob por qué se habían robado su ídolo.
You know, Jacob even got upset. So who's going to take the idol? Nobody is idolater.
Jacob hasta se enojó porque dijo, ¿quién se va a llevar tu ídolo? Aquí nadie es un idólatra.
So what was the reason that Rachel took the idol from her father?
Entonces, ¿cuál fue la razón que Rachel tomó el ídolo de su abba?
If she was not an idolater,
si ella no era idólatra,
why then she took the idol away?
¿Por qué entonces fue que ella se llevó el ídolo?
You know, the Midrash tells us that that idol that he had was an idol that was able to speak.
El Midrash nos dice que el ídolo que él tenía era un ídolo que tenía la capacidad de hablar.
And the idol would tell Laban, where did they go?
Y el ídolo le decía a Laban a dónde se iban a ir.
And Rachel didn't want him to know.
Y Raquel no quería que lo supieran.
And the other reason was that she didn't want her father to continue on worshiping idol.
Y la otra razón es porque ella no quería que su abba siguiera continuando adorando ídolos.
But instead of destroying what she did,
pero en vez de destruirlo,
she
¿qué
kept
pasó?
It.
Es que ella se quedó con él.
So once Yahweh tells you to get rid of idols,
así que una vez que Yahweh les dice que se liberen de sus ídolos,
it means to get rid of it.
Quiere decir que uno se libere de ellos.
It's not to put in your garage.
No es para ponerlos en su garage.
Where nobody can see it.
Donde nadie los puede ver.
Or to give to somebody else, to give to your neighbor.
O de dárselo a alguien más para dárselo al vecino.
Oh, this idol cost me a lot of money, so let me not destroy it, let me just give it away.
Ah, pues este ídolo me costó mucho dinero, no lo voy a destruir, lo voy a regalar.
So Rachel, she brought curse upon herself.
Así que Raquel trajo una maldición sobre ella misma.
Because Jacob, he didn't know anything that was going on.
Porque Jacob no sabía lo que estaba aconteciendo.
And when Laban came to him, he said, well, let this thief die.
Pero cuando Labán vino a él, él dijo que el ratero se muera.
So now he was cursing his own wife.
Así que ya había maldecido a su propia esposa.
For he was not aware that it was the wife that took away the idol.
Porque él no sabía, no no tenía en cuenta que era su esposa la que se había llevado ese ídolo.
Even though her intention was good,
aunque
or tov,
su intención fuera tov.
But just to have an idol, you're already bringing what? Curses to your life.
Pero solo con tener un ídolo, uno ya está trayendo maldiciones a su jaim.
And you need to be very careful with the things you buy in the streets.
Y tiene que tener mucho cuidado con las cosas que usted compra en la calle.
Sometimes you see that beautiful bracelet.
A veces uno ve una pulsera muy yafa.
And said, oh, let me buy this bracelet.
Y dice uno, oh, voy a comprar esta pulsera.
But you don't know that bracelet, all the rings of it has meanings.
Pero uno no sabe que en esa pulsera todos los las componentes de ella tienen un significado.
And many times it's evil.
Y muchas veces son malvados.
And you're just bringing evil to your life.
Y uno solo está trayendo maldición a su vida.
When I was in Africa,
cuando yo estuve en África,
the people they used to tie a rope in their waist.
La gente se amarraba un hilo en la cintura.
You know, to bring them protection. And
para traerles protección.
All the time I would pray for someone, they would manifest with evil spirits.
Siempre que yo oraba por alguien y manifestaban con espíritus inmundos.
The first thing we looked for was that rope tied on the waist.
Lo primero que buscábamos era ese hilo amarrado en su cintura.
And as we say in Portuguese, it was batata.
Y como decimos en portugués, era batata.
In other words, that was potato.
En otras palabras, era papa.
Makes no sense in English, but you know.
No da sentido en inglés, pero
it was right there.
Pero allí estaba.
And we had to cut those rope, take it away.
Y teníamos que cortar el hilo, quitarlo.
And the person will be free.
Y la persona estaba liberada.
So whenever you know somebody gives you a gift, you're not sure of it, make a prayer, you know. Take away the curse from that thing.
Así que cuando alguien le dé un regalo, haga una oración y quite la maldición de esa cosa.
Because many people like to have things of good luck.
Porque mucha gente les gusta tener cosas de buena suerte.
I know people who carry the $2 bill inside their wallets.
Yo sé que mucha gente carga el bill de $2 en sus bolsillos.
They believe that will bring prosperity to them.
Creen que va a traerles crecimiento.
But when you look at their wallet, you can only find the $2 bill, nothing else.
Pero cuando uno busca en su monedero, solo encuentra el bill de $2 y nada más.
So what kind of prosperity is that, you know?
Así que, ¿qué tipo de prosperidad es esa?
We really need to be careful because I start working and the lady told me, Elvia, here is a lot of food that you can eat, and she got a pork, and more pork, and it's the first thing that she offered to me, ham, sausage, and she says, you can eat anything that you want, and I said, I can eat nothing from here.
Yeah, and as I was saying, many people also, they have the foot of the rabbit, and they say, oh, that brings me luck. What about the rabbit? He had four, and he died.
Mucha gente tiene una patita de conejo que dice que lo tienen para que les traiga suerte, pero ¿qué tal al conejo? No le trajo suerte porque tenía cuatro patas y se murió.
Ya perdió.
So our trust must be in Yahweh, not in anything else.
Así que nuestra confianza debe de estar en Yahweh y en ninguna otra cosa.
I remember that in my house we used to have a Buddha.
Me acuerdo que en mi casa teníamos a un Buddha.
And we used to put rice under the Buddha.
Y le poníamos arroz debajo del Buddha.
We rub his belly.
Y le sobábamos el estómago.
And put money over there.
Y poníamos ahí dinero.
The Buddha was getting fat.
El Buddha se estaba engordando.
And we were getting skinny.
Y nosotros nos estábamos enflaqueciendo.
Only curses was coming upon the house instead of blessings.
Solo maldiciones estaban cayendo sobre la casa en vez de brajot.
I remember my uncle, he had this idol.
Me acuerdo que mi tío tenía este ídolo.
And it was, you know, the image of a
old man.
Y era la imagen de un viejo.
And he all the time would pray for that old man to protect him, bring him blessings.
Y siempre oraba para que ese viejo lo protegiera y le trajera bracos.
One day we were playing soccer, the ball hit the idol and it broke.
Una vez estábamos jugando soccer, la pelota le pega al ídolo y se quebra.
The head, you know, just rolled it.
La cabeza solo roló.
And he complained with us, he went there, put the head together, glue with a super glue and...
Ya se fue a quejar con nosotros, le pegó la cabeza con super glue,
con la loca. And he kept his idol.
Y se quedó con su ídolo.
And then another time, he hit again, but now it broke all in pieces.
Y la otra vez le volvimos a pegar y esta vez se quebró en pedacitos.
There was no way now to put it all together again.
Ya no había forma de pegarlo de nuevo.
And then he stopped.
Y ya ahí quedó. No,
he stopped to have idols.
Ya dejó de tener ídolos.
I guess he understood. If idol that's supposed to protect you, it breaks easily. What kind of protector is that?
Creo que entendió que si ese ídolo estaba supuesto a protegerlo, pero si se quebra en porcioncitas, ¿qué tipo de ídolo y protección es esa?
But anyhow, Rachel, she took that idol, she hid in her tent.
Pero Rachel tomó ese ídolo, lo escondió en su tienda.
Not having the understanding that she was bringing a curse upon her life.
No teniendo entendimiento que estaba trayendo una maldición sobre su vida.
So if you have an idol, break it, throw it away.
Así que si usted tiene un ídolo, québrelo, tírelo.
Don't keep in your garage.
No se quede con él en su estacionamiento.
Don't keep it in your drawer where...
No lo tenga en su cajón o donde sea.
Or give it to somebody.
O ni se lo dé a nadie.
No matter how worthy it is.
No importa cuán valioso sea.
Oh, it cost me a lot of money, so...
Oh, me costó mucho dinero.
Destroy it.
Destruyalo.
Yahweh will give you much more.
Yahweh le dará mucho más.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Sorry that we spend money in that expensive idol.
You lost it, so...
Lo perdió.
Let's go to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 32.
Vamos a Bereshit 32, Genesis 32.
You'll have to excuse us for being late. We had an animal stuck in the mud and we had to labor to get it home. There's a man in a wheelchair down here that ran out of gas.
Oh, really?
He was almost passed out. We had to push that wheelchair all the way.
Oh, did you help him? He was in my way, and I said that when
he was almost like dead out there. He was soaking wet.
And then I drew my head back, and I said, he's disabled. He has, a problem. I think I need to go help him, but... I say Yahweh's first. I'm sorry. Somebody was with me too, and they passed to you, know, and they don't help you.
Yeah.
But I
help
you to pick it
Roger
up.
Roger and I saw them by the dumpster.
Oh, you're sure.
Samaritans.
Oh. This is their
head. I have one question. Yeah.
So you were the Samaritan.
I wasn't in the street when we went by. He was picking out wood by the dumpster.
He was trying to haul that big crate with his electric wheelchair.
Yeah, I moved it for him.
I got it, man.
Is that why you were late too?
Yeah. Well, it was like, I felt bad for him. You're just sitting there, it's so hot.
Everybody saw him.
I got him.
But he, you know, he just needed help. He said, I felt my eyes closing. I said, your eyes were open.
Yeah, because he couldn't walk.
He said, I couldn't do anything about it. He was soaking wet.
Wow.
And he couldn't power his thing, and he couldn't walk.
I feel better.
He couldn't walk. He barely could get around. Wow. Anyway, we didn't mean to disturb you guys.
No, it's all right. So let's get going. Bereshit 32. Verse 1 and 2.
And Yaakov went on his way, and the messengers of Elohim met him. And when Yaakov saw them, he said, "This is the camp of Elohim." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim.
Yaakov siguió su camino, y le... Y se presentaron al encuentro Malahim de Elohim. Y dijo Jacob cuando los vio, campamento de Elohim es este. Y llamó el nombre de aquel lugar Mahanaim.
Okay. Mahanaim means two groups.
Mahanaim quiere decir dos grupos.
So we understand that there was a group of messenger taking Jacob to the promised land that Yahweh future on will reveal to us.
Así que sabemos que habían dos grupos de Malachim que estaban llevando a Jacob a la Eretz prometida.
And when he crossed, there was another group of messengers.
Y cuando cruzó, había otro grupo de mensajeros.
And you know, you ask yourself, was Jacob so worthy to receive all these messages with him?
Y uno se pregunta, ¿era Jacob digno de recibir a todos estos mensajeros con él?
Yes, of course.
Sí, por supuesto.
And he proved to be worthy.
Y se comprobó ser digno.
Because remember, he lived in the house of Laban, who was a trickly man.
Porque acuérdense que él vivió en la casa de Labán, que era un hombre chantajista.
Was a man full of evil intentions.
Era un hombre repleto de intenciones malvadas.
Was all the time trying to deceive Jacob.
Siempre estaba tratando de engañar a Jacob.
And Jacob, he had the opportunity to do the same with Laban.
Y Jacob tuvo la chance de hacer lo mismo con Labán.
He could, you know, steal some of his flocks.
Él pudo haberse robado algo de sus rebaños.
But he rather trust in whom? In Yahweh.
Pero él prefirió confiar en Yahweh.
That's why Yeshua said, when they hit you one cheek, what do? You turn to the other one.
Es por eso que dice Yeshua que cuando uno le golpea cuando alguien le golpea a uno una mejilla, que uno voltee la otra.
So we don't pay evil with evil.
Así que no repagamos la maldad con la maldad.
If somebody does you evil, you have to pay them with tov.
Si alguien le hace a usted maldad, usted tiene que repagarle con tov.
I know many times it's hard, but that's how it is.
Yo sé que muchas veces eso es difícil, pero así es como debe de ser.
Because all of us will come before Yahweh one day.
Porque todos nosotros vendremos delante de Yahweh algún yom.
And our action will be judged.
Y nuestras acciones van a ser juzgadas.
If somebody did evil to you, they will pay for that evil.
Si alguien le hizo maldad a usted, esa persona va a pagar por esa maldad.
But now, if you paid back the evil with evil, you also will pay for that.
Pero si usted pagó maldad por maldad, con maldad, entonces usted va a pagar por eso.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. I know that many times people, they take advantage on us.
Yo sé que muchas veces la gente toma ventaja de nosotros.
Because we try to be nice, we try to be polite, we try to help, and people just, okay, hey, there's an opportunity for me to take advantage on that.
Porque muchas veces nosotros tratamos de ser compasivos y tov con la gente dice, voy a tomar ventaja de eso.
That's not your problem.
Ese no es su problema.
You are doing what's right.
Usted está haciendo lo correcto.
And that person that's taking advantage of the situation.
Y esa persona que está tomando ventaja de la situación.
You have to deal with that later on.
Usted va a tener que tratar con eso después.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So don't worry about that person. That person will have to pay accounts one day.
Así que no se preocupe por esa persona, porque esa persona va a tener que dar cuentas algún día.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Even in the time when Jacob was deceived
with the wife.
Aún durante el tiempo cuando Jacob fue engañado con la esposa.
He worked 7 years to get married with Rachel.
Él trabajó 7 años para casarse con Raquel.
And then Laban gave him Leah.
Y luego Labán le dio a Lea.
He had the right to say, no, I didn't work for Leah, I worked for Rachel.
Él tuvo el derecho de decir, no, yo no trabajé por Leah, yo trabajé por Raquel.
But because he didn't want Leah to be on shame, he accepted that.
Pero por cuanto él no quiso que Leah fuera avergonzada, él lo aceptó.
So we can see that Jacob was a man of Yahweh.
Entonces podemos ver que Jacob era un hombre de Yahweh.
And that's why he had all these messages before him.
Y es por eso que tenía todos estos mensajeros delante de él.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. And it was time for him to meet again with his brother.
Y era tiempo ya de encontrarse de nuevo con su aj.
Remember when he left his house, what was happening?
Acuérdense que cuando él se estaba yendo de su casa, ¿qué estaba pasando?
Why he left?
¿Por qué se fue?
Because his brother wanted to kill him.
Porque su aj lo quería matar.
Now 20 years has passed.
Ya 20 años han pasado.
And he doesn't know what's going to happen now.
Y él no sabe lo que va a pasar.
He's going to meet with his brother.
Se va a encontrar con su aj.
Because Yahweh said, go back to your house.
Porque Yahweh dijo, regrésate a tu casa.
Let us go to verse 6.
Vamos al versículo 6, 32:6.
So the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you, and 400 men with him.
Y los mensajeros volvieron a Jacob, diciendo, vinimos a tu aj Esaú, y él igual viene a recibirte, y 400 hombres con él.
And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, so he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks and the herds and camels into two groups.
Amen.
Entonces Jacob tuvo gran temor, y se angustió y distribuyó el pueblo que tenía, y las ovejas y las vacas y los camellos en dos campamentos.
Okay. So when Jacob heard what was happening, that his brother was coming not alone, but with how many men? 400.
Entonces cuando Jacob se dio cuenta que venía su aj, no solo él, pero con 400 hombres.
There was a great fear that came to his heart.
Hubo un gran temor en su corazón.
Because for sure his brother was coming to revenge.
Porque ciertamente su aj venía por venganza.
He was going to kill Jacob.
Estaba por matar a Jacob.
And together with him, he was going to kill all his family as well.
Y junto con él iba a matar a toda su familia igual.
And that's why fear came to his heart.
Y es por eso que el temor vino a su corazón.
Versículo 8.
And he said, if Esau comes to the one group and attacks it, then the other group which is left shall escape.
Y dijo, si viene Esaú contra un campamento y lo ataca, el otro campamento escapará.
So that's, the book of Genesis, of Bereshit, is the prophecies.
Entonces el libro de Bereshit o Génesis son las profecías.
Many people, they go to Revelation to search for prophecies.
Mucha gente va a Revelación para buscar profecías.
But I'm telling you, Bereshit, Genesis, is the book of prophecies.
Pero yo les digo que Bereshit es el libro de profecías.
And right here, he's telling us a prophecy.
Y aquí nos está dando una profecía.
That Israel would be divided in how many groups? In two.
Que Israel sería dividido en dos grupos.
That's what we are going to see
next week.
Eso es lo que vamos a ver la próxima semana.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, verse 9.
Versículo 9.
And Jacob said, O Elohim of my father Abraham, and Elohim of my father Yitzhak, Yahweh, who said to me, return to your land and to your relatives, and I do good to you. I do not deserve the least of all the kind acts and all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I have passed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two groups. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and shall smite me and my mother with the children. For you said, I shall certainly do good to you, and shall make your seed as the sand of the sea, which are too numerous to count.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Y dijo Abraham, Elohim de mi Abba, Abraham, y Elohim de mi Abba Yitzhak, Yahweh, que me dijiste, vuélvete a tu heredad y a tu parentela, y yo te haré Tov. Menor soy que todas las compasiones y que toda la emet que has usado para con tu siervo, pues con mi callado pasé este yarden, y ya estoy sobre dos campamentos. Líbrame ya de la mano de mi aj, de la mano de Esaú, porque le temo. No venga acaso y me hiera la ima con los hijos. Y tú has dicho, yo te haré Tov, y tu descendencia será como la arena del mar, y que no puede, que no se puede contar por la multitud.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, see the position of Jacob.
Así que vean la posición de Jacob.
You know, first, he had only his brother that wanted to kill him.
Así que primero tenía su aj que quería matarlo.
And he had to flee.
Y tenía que escapar.
Now his brother was not alone.
Ya su aj no estaba solo.
Now his brother had 400 men together with him.
Ya su aj tenía 400 hombres con él.
So, Jacob, what was his assurance that Esau was not going to kill him?
Así que, ¿cuál fue la confianza que tenía Jacob que su aj no lo iba a matar?
The promise.
La promesa.
That Yahweh would make his descendants to be like the dust of the earth.
Que Yahweh haría sus descendientes como el polvo de la eret.
That was his assurance.
Esa fue su confianza.
That Yahweh gave to him.
Que Yahweh le había dado a él.
And the world we live in is a world of fear as well.
Y el mundo en que vivimos es un mundo de temor igual.
When you hear the news, you know, you become afraid even to go out of your house.
Cuando uno escucha las noticias, uno se atemoriza aún de ir fuera de su casa.
Because things are getting, you know, just so bad.
Porque las cosas se están poniendo tan mal.
That if you don't have the assurance of the promise of Yahweh, you not even leave.
Que si uno no tuviera la confianza de la promesa de Yahweh, uno ni siquiera iría fuera.
But because we have this assurance.
Pero por cuanto tenemos esta confianza.
Because we know the scripture, we know the Torah.
Por cuanto sabemos la escritura, la Torah.
It helps us to keep on going.
Nos ayuda a seguir adelante.
To live without fear.
De vivir sin miedo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Do you know people that fear to leave the house?
¿Sabe, conocen de gente que tiene temor de ir fuera de su casa?
Yeah, there are many.
Hay muchos.
And I don't blame them.
Y yo no los culpo.
Because it's getting tough.
Porque se está poniendo duro.
Here in America.
Aquí, en América.
That, you know, for some of us that comes from a country where violence is up in the sky.
Donde venimos de otros países en donde la violencia está por los cielos, los shamayim.
You can believe and that you had fear here in America.
Uno no puede creer cómo puede aquí tener miedo en América.
For you to have an idea, in Brazil, you cannot even walk there with your watch on.
Para que tengan idea, allí en Brasil no puede uno caminar ni siquiera con su reloj puesto.
or with a tennis shoes, a nice tennis shoes. Mm-hmm.
O con zapatos, tennis shoes, tall.
Because they'll just rip you.
Porque lo van a robar a uno.
And here I'm telling you, it's not becoming different, it's becoming the same.
Y aquí se está volviendo igual.
There was one lady that told me to put a lock on my on my car, on the tank and gas tank.
Había una señora que me dijo que le pusiera una
you put a lock, but they open inside a hole down.
Because they say they will begin to steal gas.
Me dijo una mujer que le pusiera un candado al tanque de mi carro de gasolina porque están comenzando a robar la gasolina.
Gas tank and get it in a bucket.
They tear up the bottom of your car now.
And
then you're left with a bill on top.
It doesn't matter. We put the lack of yellow.
Yeah, so you know everything you do won't help.
Todo lo que uno haga no va a ayudar.
Because if they want to steal your house,
porque si quieren robarse su casa,
do you think that all the locks in your house will impede them to steal?
¿Creen ustedes que todos los candados de su casa les van a impedir a ellos a que entren a robar?
Oh, but I have alarm in my house.
Oh, pero yo tengo una alarma en mi casa.
So,
¿y qué?
If you want they break in, they'll break in.
Si ellos quieren meterse, van a meterse.
So our protector is not the... How they call it, the lock or the alarm? It's Yahweh.
Así que nuestra protección no es el candado ni el alarma, es Yahweh.
Of course, I'm not saying to you to leave your door open and invite the robbers to go inside. No, of course, we have also to, you know, to understand and prevent, of course.
Por supuesto que no les estoy diciendo que dejen la entrada abierta y que dejen a todos invitados a meterse. Por supuesto que no. Tenemos que prevenir las cosas.
What I'm saying is that we don't fear.
Lo que estoy diciendo es que nosotros no tenemos temor.
We are all here and we don't fear to leave our house alone.
Todos estamos aquí y no tenemos miedo de dejar nuestra casa sola.
Because of the promise.
Por causa de la promesa.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Yes, Yana.
I have a friend in Costa Rica.
Tengo un amigo en Costa Rica.
He was my roommate when I was in Israel.
Fue mi compañero de cuarto cuando estuve ahí en Israel.
I saw him on the internet the other day.
Lo vi en el internet el otro yo.
I had talked to him for about 2 years.
No había hablado con él por casi 2 años.
He was involved with Rude Awakening.
Él estaba involucrado con Rude Awakening.
Anyways, the other day, two days ago, that same day I talked to him.
Hace 2 días el mismo que yo hablé con él.
He said him and his friend were, they went to the bank.
Me dijo que él y su amiga habían ido al banco.
So she can get some money to pay for her child's school.
Para que pudiera ir ella por dinero para pagar por la escuela de su hijo.
So she needed $7,000, like American dollars.
Así que ella necesitaba $7,000 americanos.
But the bank only gave her 4.
Pero el banco solo le dio 4.
4,000. And
4,000.
They got the money and then they left.
Consiguieron el dinero, se fueron.
They got stuck in traffic.
Se atoraron en tráfico.
And he said he saw 2 men on a motorcycle.
Y dijo que vio a 2 hombres en una motocicleta.
You know, they were coming and they caught up with them.
Venían y los alcanzaron.
And they had 2 guns.
Y tenían 2 pistolas.
So they jumped out and, you know, they were trying to get, you know, the money from her.
Brincaron y estaban tratando de quitarle ahí el dinero.
They shot the window and broke it.
Quebraron la ventana, dispararon a la ventana y la quebraron.
And they were trying to fight with her so they can get the you know, her purse.
Y estaban peleando con ella para quitarle la bolsa.
And the 9-year-old son was in the back seat watching all this.
Y el niño de 9 años estaba en el asiento atrás viendo todo.
They shot her in the leg.
Le dispararon ahí en la pierna.
And then one was telling the other guy to shoot him.
Y el otro le estaba diciendo al otro, al ratero, que le dispararan a mi amigo.
And they tried to shoot him and they shot the windshield.
Intentaron dispararle y dispararon al parabrisas.
But the bullet, you know, the windshield stopped the bullet. Yahweh stopped the bullet.
Pero el parabalas paró la bala.
So, I mean, you know, they got robbed and it's crazy, I mean, it's...
And Costa Rica is supposed to be the gun-free country of the Americas.
Wow.
It's supposed to be the Switzerland of the Americas.
Wow.
Costa Rica debe de ser la Switzerland de las Américas.
But I mean, you know, that's Yahweh protecting him for...
Pero eso es Yahweh que lo estaba protegiendo.
Our trust, our protection, you know, you must
make sure that it's Yahweh, nobody else.
Nuestra protección debemos debemos de asegurarnos que es Yahweh no, y nadie más.
As Yaakov, he has that assurance that Yahweh was the one that was to protect him from his brother.
Así como Jacob, él tenía esa confianza que Yahweh era quien lo iba a proteger de su